Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast, a delegation from the Central Communications Committee of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon, visits Sidon City Representative Dr. Abdurrahman Al-Bizri. In the context of Hizb ut-Tahrir's campaign in Wilaya, Lebanon, regarding the parliamentary elections that were held on May 15, 2022, and the resulting results, and the arrival of Dr. Abdurrahman Al-Bizri to Parliament as a representative of the city of Sidon, and the continued deterioration of the economic and living conditions in Sidon and all of Lebanon, the party's Central Communications Committee, headed by Dr. Muhammad Jabir, with its members, Engineer Bilal Zaidan, a member of the committee in the city of Sidon, and Dr. Muhammad Al-Baqi, a member of the committee in the Bekaa region, who made its first visit after the end of the elections to Deputy Dr. Abdurrahman Al-Bizri in his home and office in Sidon on Friday afternoon, June 3rd, 2022. The delegation and Dr. Deputy Al-Bizri held a talk in which the delegation explained the greatness of the responsibility that fell on Dr. Al-Bizri now, and that today he has become the representative of the people in conveying their voice and their pain, especially since people are agonizing from the burden of poverty that almost reaches their loss of their necessities. The delegation explained that the arrival of the doctor to the position of public prosecutor at this difficult and critical time is unenviable due to the most important considerations. First, external influences, especially the U.S. on Lebanon, its politics and economy, and America's direct and blatant interference in choosing all of Lebanon's presidents and its impact on Lebanon's movement and its relations. Second, the difficulty surrounding the existing situation that did not pass on the history of Lebanon, but considered the case of Lebanon as a unique case in the crisis between countries, and Lebanon became caught between the anvil of inflation and the hammer of stagnation, which guarantee the demolition of the entities of major countries that possess the money they possess and are considered among the owners of the capitalist system. How about Lebanon? Third, because the solutions that politicians take in this country do not usually depart from the capitalist system, the usurious banking tax system, which has burdened the people and the country, not only in Lebanon, but in the whole world, especially since the year 2008 until today. And here is America, Britain, and the European countries trying to avoid falling and crashing as a result of following this system, which is a disease in itself. This matter has become well known to the leaders of politics and economics. The delegation explained that what they fear most is the insistence of the new council with its old deputies from the leaders of the corrupt political class that control the joints of the state, and its new deputies, their insistence on following the same system which is expected. In addition to that, they sought the assistance of the snakes of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, who did not enter a country but exhausted its shoulders and plundered its people. And Egypt, Tunisia, and Sudan are but the best examples. Therefore, the delegation stressed the speed of trying to get out of this system and these agreements, hoping that those who reach such positions would have a new view. The delegation affirmed that there is no real solution except with the economic system emanating from Islam and its guidance, which Hizb ut-Tahrir can inform the new deputies in detail, and is confident of the efficiency of its solution, because it is from the Creator of the heavens and earth, who knows what works for them and what corrupts them. The expert, which includes a detailed economic system that deals with the problems of man as a human being. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. How could he not know his own creation? For he alone is the most subtle, all-aware. Al-Mulk 14. Including a detailed economic system that addresses the problems of man as a human being. The delegation explained that his good knowledge of Dr. Abdurrahman Al-Bizri as the son of Saida is known to its people, and the party had meetings with him over the past years to discuss about people's conditions, before he reached the position of prosecution, which makes the party give him what it does not give others, as a project and responsibility in any state he is or position he is given. It was especially in the matter of linking Lebanon with its Islamic surroundings. Gathering the Ummah on one matter represented in its unity within a comprehensive framework, which is the Khilafah Caliphate State, which brought together and is still able to unite all people, and that with his access to the representative office or others, he became the owner of a voice in all issues that concern Muslims in Lebanon, including personal status issues, which many secularists and others are trying to strike after many Muslim issues were hit in Lebanon and elsewhere. Deputy Dr. Abdurrahman Al-Bizri had a statement in which he made it clear that Hizb Tahrir is one of the most prominent advocates of unity among Muslims, and he believes that other voices have subsided on this issue. As for the IMF, he sees it as one of the things it opposes, as Lebanon is entering into more debt, and that his position remains fixed as they are on issues of concern to Muslims in Lebanon, such as personal status issues, which Muslims are unanimously committed to preserving. He also referred to the clear difference between the rule of democracy and the rule of Islam. In the end, it was agreed that we should always meet to exchange ideas and present appropriate solutions. In conclusion, Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon, and in every field of its work, puts in mind the political struggle of the authority and its apparatus, and does not care about the blame of a blamer for the sake of Allah the Almighty, if they do not perform their duty that the people have entrusted to them. They do not hope for a position of authority, but rather the deen of Allah Almighty and the rights of His servants to be fulfilled, and the oversight and accountability that Allah Almighty has bestowed upon Muslims for the right of anyone who holds a position of governance and politics in which the affairs of Muslims are taken care of. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon.